Hi, I'm Andy, and welcome to another episode of Everyday English with E2, where each week we focus on English grammar, vocabulary, or pronunciation, as well as some reading and writing strategies. And this week, it's all about pronunciation, and in particular, intonation. When we speak to each other in English, it's important that we communicate clearly with meaning so that people can understand us well. It's not just about what you say. How you say things is just as important. I know you'll be following along closely, but if you'd like, feel free to grab a pen and paper and jot down some notes while you listen. Now, you're probably wondering, well, Andy, what exactly is intonation? Knowing what it is before we implement it is a great place to start. Intonation is the rise and fall of a person's voice when they're talking. It's when we change our pitch or tone to reflect the feeling, emotion, or attitude behind what we're trying to say. It's also what helps to communicate our grammatical meaning, as well as the relationship with our listener. But before we go any further, let me tell you about the E2 English Pronunciation course available at e2english.com. There you can practice and develop your speaking skills with lessons on every sound in the English language. Head over to e2english.com and check it out. Okay, back to class. There are several different types of intonation, but today we're going to focus on two main ones: rising intonation and falling intonation. Let's start with something easy. Anytime you ask a yes or no question, you need to use rising intonation, like this. Are you going to the rehearsal? Do you like action movies? Have you gone camping before? If we used falling intonation with these types of questions, it would sound really odd. Have you gone camping before? That's definitely not the correct way to ask that question. Anytime you ask a question that begins with WH, for example, who, what, where, when, and why, you use falling intonation. Listen carefully to the downward pitch in my voice. Who is coming tomorrow? What are you reading at the moment? Why did you change your job recently? It would sound very strange if I used rising intonation with these questions. Why did you change your job recently? Can you hear how that sounds awkward and incorrect? Aside from questions, when it comes to statements, intonation can really change the meaning of what we're saying. Listen carefully to the following statements. Once I've said a statement, take a guess at what type of intonation you think it is, rising or falling. The lecture was interesting. This is falling intonation. I'm showing certainty or confidence in what I've just said. The lecture was interesting. This is rising intonation. I'm showing some doubt about the lecture, but also that my statement is incomplete. I might want to say more about it. Put that down. This is falling intonation because I'm giving a command with confidence. What a wonderful performance! This is falling intonation because it's an exclamation that shows I'm happy and content. Okay, last one. We studied physics, biology, chemistry, and geology. Well, this is a tricky one. The first three words in my list, physics, biology, chemistry, are all rising intonation. And the last word in the sentence, geology, is falling intonation. You can see how the English language requires us to switch between these intonation types, depending on the situation. I hope you enjoyed learning how to improve your pronunciation with rising and falling intonation. And remember, if you want to continue to develop your speaking skills and more, make sure you head to www.e2english.com and sign up for the E2 English pronunciation course. That's all from me today. Remember, in your next conversation, you can practice your intonation. See you later. See you later.